When Escherichia coli is combined with Bacteroides fragilis, the life phase and growth of the latter is dramatically reduced, allowing the two organisms to grow together. This reduces the local oxygen supply, thereby promoting the growth of Bacteroides fragilis. Under these circumstances, coliforms will usually be isolated from the blood in the event of an early septicemia, but Bacteroides will be isolated from the abscesses that occur later. It's crucial, therefore, that the antibiotic or antibiotics selected should be effective against both aerobic and anaerobic pathogens. Classically, this has involved the administration of both a penicillin or a cephalosporin with metronidazole, possibly with the addition of gentamicin for additional gram-negative cover. A further key pathogen in GI surgery is Enterococcus faecalis, which has become increasingly important because of the use of cephalosporins for prophylaxis, as cephalosporins are ineffective against this organism. However, many organisms, both endogenous and exogenous, may be involved in post-operative infections. Staphylococcus aureus and Staphylococcus epidermidis are particularly significant in those patients with indwelling catheters. Pseudomonas species, streptococci, and even clostridia may be found on occasion. However, many important pathogens, including Escherichia coli, Bacteroides fragilis, and Staphylococcus aureus, are significant producers of beta-lactamases and are therefore resistant to many penicillins and cephalosporins. The combination of the tried and tested bactericidal penicillin amoxicillin and the beta-lactamase inhibiting clavulanic acid in Augmentin is highly effective against beta-lactamase-producing strains of these and other organisms. Professor Wilson of University College Hospital London recently carried out a meta-analysis of the use of prophylactic antibiotics, which demonstrated the effectiveness of Augmentin. Professor Wilson's study showed that in gynecology, biliary surgery, and colorectal surgery, in comparison with other antibiotics and combination therapies, with an incidence of infection of 4%, 4% and 14%, the rates with Augmentin alone were less than 2%, around 3% and 12%. Another study by Mossiman and colleagues showed that following elective colorectal surgery, a combination of gentamicin and clindamycin exhibited an intra-abdominal infection rate of 4.5%, whereas the rate with Augmentin alone in this situation was less than 1%. But perhaps the greatest advantage of Augmentin over a combination of antibiotics is that Augmentin is given as monotherapy in a single syringe, with no need to add metronidazole, a saving of time, effort, and possibly even of cost.